They are innovators out there trying to change our community for the better. Bush Foundation gives away these fellowships every year. Pretty amazing. 29 of them. Each one gets up to $150,000 to fund up to 2 years of study and reflection. The idea is to make people better leaders, to make our community better. And one of those who was just named in this class this year is Marvis Kilgore. Marvis is an educational innovator. He's the executive director of Code Savvy. It's a nonprofit that offers computer science training. Marvis is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Marvis, I mean, you just have to be absolutely out of your mind excited to be named a Bush Foundation Fellow.
I am beyond over the moon. You know, when I sat down and thought about the gravity of the situation, I often had to pinch myself to make sure that it was true. You know, I'm just a kid from Mississippi with big dreams, and that some would consider larger than life. And I just felt that I prepared all of my life for a time as this. And, you know, this moment is surreal. Like, I just can't believe that it actually happened, that I'm a 2025 Bush Fellow. And, you know, it feels like a dream, to be honest, at this moment.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. Marvis Kilgore is with us. Code Savvy is the name of his company right now, but just named as a Bush Foundation Fellow. So why don't you talk a little bit about the proposal that you made in order to have the Bush Foundation say, like, yep, let's give Marvis some money and see what he can do.
Well, one of the things that I decided to do, which I've learned through years of trial and error, is to be true to myself and to be authentic to my North Star. And for that, you know, to me, that means educational equity. So I proposed a plan that would look at providing innovative, equitable outcomes, particularly for underserved and underrepresented communities, whether it be Black men in education, because in the state of Minnesota, less than 1% of all teachers who actively are teaching in the state of Minnesota identify as Black and male, or it's providing equitable and innovative, inclusive computer science programming, particularly for underserved and underrepresented students. You know, my North Star is educational equity.
Yeah, you've always been about that, right? Code Savvy is the nonprofit that's all about computer science training to traditionally underserved students. You've always been working with teachers, but you touch on the reason that I wanted to talk to you among all of these different Bush Foundation fellows, because this challenge, and I know not everybody out there cares, but I care. I think it, when you look at the state of Minnesota and say we have less than 1% of our teachers Black men, you wonder why. Why are more Black men, young Black men, not interested into going into education? What's the barriers? I mean, there are a lot of questions as to what is the reason for that, right?
Exactly. And that is one of the things that I want to address in my proposal, the big why. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I am from Mississippi. And, you know, coming from Mississippi, I realized that there were certain things culturally that I just did not understand about Minnesota culture. Yes, I read what the data says, but data and numbers on a page are just that. Like, I want to get out to with the people and really understand the reason why, using an authentic voice of the people. And in true Southern fashion, you know, I love an invitation to come out to talk to a group of Black men who are in education to understand the reason why. You know, I want to provide an open and inclusive opportunity for us to sit at a table and to really engage in that big question, why? You know, when I came here from Mississippi, I noticed huge cultural differences, but I just didn't understand the reason why. And through my work and past organizations, you know, I understood that some of the barriers may be related to cost. Some of the barriers may be wrapped up in language or policies or systems that people from underserved and underrepresented communities, particularly Black men, just don't understand. And in my past experience, you know, I really wanted to provide an opportunity for Black men who are interested in education to reach their full potential. And what that meant was, you know, having some tough conversations and looking at systems that created barriers that kept people who happen to look like me out of education, particularly in the state of Minnesota.
Marvis Kilgore is our guest, just named a Bush Foundation Fellow, which is really an incredible program. I think it's 25 or so who have just been named, 29 new fellows chosen by the Bush Foundation for Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and 23 Native Nations. You get, why don't you tell me what this funding will mean for you? What does this allow you to do that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise?
Well, this funding for me will be to an opportunity to engage in radical self-care and rest. You know, being on the front line of initiatives that may require a lot of mental fortitude and emotional capacity, I've learned that to be a good leader, I need to take care of myself. And in addition to that, it means the opportunity to really get out in the state of Minnesota to really have an opportunity to talk to people to understand the big why.
I was going to say, Marvis, they're not giving you $150,000 to get a massage and take some naps, right? Like
you're absolutely correct.
Self-care is really important, but I think the Bush Foundation wanted a little more than that, right?
And they're going to get absolutely much more than that. They're going to get conversations out in the community. They're going to get professional development from me. They're going to get certifications from me. In addition to that, they'll also get a great leadership training. I have an opportunity to get a leadership coach. I have an opportunity to really travel outside of the U.S. to really understand great systems of educational equity and what that means and how we can connect that to Minnesota to be able to provide a high-quality education for all students in the state. So not only will I be able to have self-care opportunities, I'll be able to really affect change by really investing in myself and really honing in my leadership style to ensure that I can provide the best for Minnesota students.
Marvis Kilgore is an educator, an educational strategist, executive director of Code Savvy. You know, I would be crazy, Marvis, to not ask about sort of the national shift in dialogue when it comes to issues of diversity. It does seem in many quarters DEI is kind of a swear word these days. I do wonder, how do you put this initiative in context of really where the conversation seems to be? People don't seem as willing to have these conversations when you're talking about something very specific, like saying, okay, why aren't there more black men in education? That does set off alarm bells for some people right now.
It does set off alarm bells for people right now. But as you said, DEI is a swear word. But DEI is a swear word for whom? Particularly for people of BIPOC communities. We've always had to live authentically and resiliently in a world that, you know, we would have to be innovative to solve solutions with the help of others as well.
Right.
But DEI is not a swear word, particularly not for me. So as we come into this new
But you
area,
know the politics right now, right? Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah, I know the politics right now, but also particularly, you know, in Minnesota, in the state of Minnesota, Minnesota prides itself on being, a North Star. And with this North Star, we can come together. All of us can come together at a table to have some really substantive conversations to talk about how we can combat ideas of educational equity to ensure that we're able to get the best for the students of Minnesota, and particularly as we diversify our pipelines of who's in education in the state as well.
Marvis Kilgore, one of the new Bush fellows. I don't know. I'm excited to see what you come up with, Marvis. I think the fact that there's a nonprofit out there supporting this kind of thought and thinking and exploration is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Plus, now you get to be called a fellow.
Thank you so much. I'm equally as excited. And I invite your listeners to check me out at Code Savvy. We're doing some amazing things as it relates to creating innovation in computer science education. You know, our programming is free. And we rely on the help of donors and sponsors. So check us out at www.codesavvy.org. We'd love to sit for a spell.
Excellent. Excellent. I got a computer science college student myself. So getting more educators on board in that, especially with developments in AI and all of it, we know how important it is. Marvis.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come over and volunteer yourself. We'd love to have you.
Good stuff. Marvis, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.